know. Yeah.
I actually got out of my face.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're like, it's warm winter that day. Remember, my feet were numb by the time last year. It wasn't last time, it was that time.
I'd like to call this regular meeting of the McDonough Local Board of Education to order at 7:30 PM. Can we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Hammond?
Here.
Mrs. Harvey?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
At least we know where the flag is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item of business is to approve the agenda for this regular meeting. You've all had the opportunity to take a look at the agenda. Were there any additions or corrections?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we should remove executive session. We're not going any second.
Okay.
Number six.
All right. Move number six. I guess the only thing that I had were to go ahead and put the identities of the new committee chairs in. So for Finance Committee, the chairperson is Tom Hannon. For Personnel Committee, the chairperson is Catherine Harvey. And for the Buildings and Grounds and Operations Committee, the chairperson is Wendy Higgins. So please let the agenda reflect that. Any other changes? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as corrected.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion made by Mrs. Claes, duly made by Mrs. Claes, and seconded by Mrs. Harvey to approve the agenda as modified. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote on the motion as made.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is student and staff recognition. Mr. Rossman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of things. Last month, I had mentioned that fourth grader Mackenzie Sambrook was our spelling bee champion, and Mackenzie will be representing Roosevelt on February 22nd at Liberty High School for the county spelling bee. Also, from Roosevelt, want to thank the PEGS group, who once again is providing the opportunity for our students to participate in the COSI program, traveling program, on January 18th. Every year, COSI comes out of Columbus and spends the day working with our students on different science projects and activities related to the standards. It's a very hands-on activity. They'll be in mostly the gym, I think, all day that day, and a lot of help from our National Honor Society students helping the kids move around. It's a fun activity. If you have any ability at all to get out and just observe a few minutes of it, you'll enjoy it, I think, quite a bit. From the high school, a couple of items. Want to congratulate Samantha Homa, who received the WYTV Student Athlete of the Week Award last month. And just received some exciting news the other day as our boys basketball team is ranked number 2 in the state AP poll in Division 4. So providing a lot of excitement for everyone, and so just hope they keep it up. Wish them well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rossin. As we discussed, there will be no executive session this evening. We'll move on to our next item of business, which is recognition of visitors and audience participation. First individual slated to speak is Ms. Raza.
Good evening. I'm Samantha Raza, president of MEA, and I'm here once again to speak on behalf of technology. We have had some issues recently. Most recently, it was right before winter break, and I just wanted to know, where are we on the issue of technology, some of the things that we still are experiencing, inconsistencies where internet is up one period and down the next. Very frustrating because oftentimes when the internet is down, we cannot print what needs to be printed, can't show videos, can't use class materials that we are relying on. The kids have been very resilient, but it is really wearing thin, and you know they are frustrated as the staff is. And so I just want to follow up to some previous board meetings where I've spoken on in regards to this issue and see where we stand currently.
Well, we are all frustrated, as you know, Sam, and we have the same problems, but we also don't have a class full of kids. So, you know, we certainly understand. And I will tell you, we are working with some outstanding individuals from the county, from the Yeoman, and the consultant that we are working with. Here's what we know. We know that our switches are old and can't handle all the traffic that's going through. It would be easy to go and purchase new switches. However, what the guys who know what they're talking about are telling me, before we jump on that, we need to complete the diagnostics that they're working on. And what they had done is we've got software that's attached to our main server that's checking all of the activity, and we needed to have this on for a period of time so that they can tell the peak hours and the valleys and see what's going on. And we had about an hour and a half meeting yesterday, looking at some at our direction. We're not moving fast enough for anyone. You know, there's no way I'm giving a satisfactory answer this evening. But I do feel that we are getting there. Part of the problem, we've had a breakdown and it gets addressed and then it comes down again and it's not the same thing. So we've narrowed it down to some areas, and I'm sorry, I'm just not articulate enough in this area to tell you, to give you more than the Reader's Digest version here. But what I do understand is, you know, we feel that we're making some progress on this. And, you know, classroom instruction obviously is paramount. But, you know, we need to have this solved before we get to March and the state testing, because we can't afford to have things go down when we start testing. That's our goal. And I will tell you that Mr. Stratton, the consultant, will be here to address the board at the February meeting. I can kind of sit down and tell you, you know, read off some of my notes, but we are inching along. Not, you know, again, I can only repeat myself that we're not making the progress that we want to make, but we are getting there. And we're dealing with an aged infrastructure, but they said if we just replace the switches and don't determine what other problems exist, then we're opening ourselves up to more problems. So,
Bob, how long do they need to run these diagnostics?
Well, they put it in on Friday, so it's...
Well, why has this software not been put in prior to Friday? I mean, we approved whatever needed
right
to be done way back in...
Well, you know, part of it is when we have people here to do it, or we're working closely with Neoman and with the ESC, and they have... We've had people out here, and part of our problem is what we've done is start to do is Band-Aids, which is frankly what's gone on for a long time. But it's rectifying the immediate problem. And so I actually met with Jim last Thursday, and We went through some things, and then he came in on Friday to start the diagnostics. And, you know, in the meantime, what's happened is they had to kind of figure out where some of the problems were. They believe that they have the main problem is in our first floor closet, but they couldn't tell that until they were doing what they were doing. And again, we'll have somebody here next month that can give you an answer that's going to be
more technologically savvy.
Yeah.
Can I just follow up with that then? So you made a comment that one of the reasons why is because of having personnel, you know, and people here. Is the board entertaining anything in regards to hiring a full-time person for that position? And, you know, do we believe that had we had, you know, a full-time person here, that this might have been solved quicker?
I can't say that that's the case.
Okay. Because I know that, you know, this issue started in July when the union came to a board meeting and inquired about this issue, and now we're into January of 2017. And, you know, quite frankly, it doesn't sound like we're, by your own words, you know, moving fast enough. We're inching forward, but we're still kind of facing the same issue. So I just want to know if the board is entertaining, you know, possibly looking at, you know, hiring somebody to be here to handle these issues as they come up, instead of always trying to wait and, you know, use one of your words again or phrases, you know, band-aids and, you know, just to fix things as they are coming. So are we entertaining any?
We have not made any determinations with respect to going forward, because we don't feel we're in a position that we can do that until we understand the entire scope of the problem. And that's what we're waiting on.
I think, Sam, part of the problem right now is the infrastructure. Whether someone was here or not every day, that's not to say we wouldn't be dealing with a lot of the same problems. But it's taken us a while to kind of center to narrow down where we think the problem is.
I have some comments on this.
Go ahead.
Thank you, because you're not supposed to talk yet. This is 6 months, and I know you're not technological, neither am I. I made a suggestion 6 months ago, and I'm going to bring it tonight. We have Bill Johnson Jr., perfect score on his SATs, 35 out of 36. He's brilliant. He wants to work here. Make a motion to pay $1,500. If you cancel the problem, I'll pay for it. This is going on too long. I'd be out of business if I was out this long. It's not fair. I'll make the motion, or I will promise you pay a retainer of $1,500. If he doesn't get it done, I'll pay it. You can't lose. And Mr. Stratton, since July, he's supposed to be here.
No.
Okay. 5 months. This should have been done in 5 days. I know we have wireless and we have other things that I don't understand. We've got cell phones and we've got flip phones. We've got to get somebody in here that knows this stuff. And then if it calls for somebody here, then let's make the decision. It's too long. I might legally ought to do this, make a motion to do that. I'll put it in the record that I'll pay it. I want it solved. It's not fair. That's me. You can criticize me or comment, but I can't believe it.
Well, the only thing I will reply to that is there's nobody here that doesn't want it solved, and I deal with it every day.
But made a comment, and you're absolutely, this is not your company. Here's an expert.
But I have.
Tops in the country. He's willing to come here. I just don't get it. Let's use our talents. That's me. So, open for discussion or criticism on me. When I read the letter that he's coming in next week, I said, how many times next week are we coming in? How many next weeks are there? Jeez. And everybody got personalized, I'm not saying, but we have people here that love our community and want to see us do better, willing to give their time. Let's bring them on.
Bob, can he have the diagnostics by next week?
I'll know tomorrow. He'll have something. And we are meeting again within the next week or so.
Okay, but the board meeting The next board meeting is not until February 27th.
We should be in really good shape by then.
Okay, but the point is, we need to have everything up and running in order for our students to be successful in the testing. So to have him come to a board, if we need to call a special board meeting, then we need to do that. But we need him in front of us telling us exactly what's going on. So let's get it done.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as he's in a position so that he can meaningfully speak to us about this.
You'll hear from me before the end of the week. I'll communicate with him and I'll email with each of you to see what our schedules work. And we'll get that.
And then, Tom, when we hear the diagnostics, if we're not pleased with the direction that this gentleman wants to go, then we'll certainly entertain it.
I support what you're saying, but if it's not what we need, we're going to waste another month. Why not get a second opinion immediately?
But if we have a...
I'm willing to pay for it. What the hell we got to lose? Let this get a second opinion. You offered what, sir?
He offered to do it pro bono in the past.
To us? You came to the board and offered to do something pro bono?
No, not to the board.
Oh, well then, how would we know you offered it?
Because you wouldn't let him speak.
When you guys posted for a technology coordinator position over the summer, I did sit with Mr. Roston and did interview for the position, but...
Yes, you did.
Not with the intent to take the job. I offered my, you know, opinion and advice based off the technology work that I've done in school districts in the past. And...
You're hired as far as I'm concerned, sir.
I'm not looking for a job, though.
I understand that.
I'm a community resident with a stakeholder because I have a student in the school system as well. I'm not saying that I can solve world hunger, but, you know, I have worked in technology for 15 years.
That's what we need, quite frankly. We need somebody... I don't understand it. I'm trying to pay for somebody who does.
From my perspective, Mr. Roston, while maybe taking time, I mean, he is engaging in that process.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that. But it's month after, and now if this guy gets a sore toe and come in next month, where the hell? Too many months are going by, too many days. This is the age of technology that can do anything across the country in a second, and we're here 7 months.
I'm concerned with building climate and how teachers must be feeling. The English language arts testing window opens up middle of March. I just don't know how teachers are going to accomplish everything that they need to accomplish without our technology.
Let's give him a deadline.
Wait a minute. Can we let Mrs. Smith speak? Because she's also on the same subject, and that
sure.
way we can hear what Mrs. Smith has to say.
My name is Lori Smith. I live at 445 Dakota Avenue, and I'm a computer teacher in the building. And thank you for hearing me this evening. I'm sure, repeat some of what has been said by everybody. But I'm here to request that the problems with technology in our district be remedied as soon as possible. Teachers and students have been coping with these issues for over 3 months, and now on a daily basis. We have 3 wonderful classrooms and labs this year, as well as Chromebooks for student use, but they are not being fully utilized due to the technology problems. We teachers are quite frustrated over the lack of communication as well. I was in a communication vacuum until last week when I asked a question about the status of the issues, and then I happened to see a group of people touring the building with Joe Maldonado, our technology coordinator. And then I've gotten a few more tidbits of information tonight as well. But we who are here every day need to know that a plan is in place to get this server fixed and other components. We need to get them back in working order. Then rather than take more time at this meeting to go into details about how many educational hours have been lost and the types of problems we have endured, I have compiled some information to give you if you would let me. I have some handouts. And I would ask you to please look over the copies as soon as possible so that you can see for yourselves the predicament we find ourselves in daily. And please see to it that the quality of education in McDonald's improves as quickly as possible. I'm willing to discuss these issues with you further if it would help in any way. Thank you for your time. Would you like me to pass out?
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You want to act on my proposal? I mean, where are we at? We're just going to wait till the next couple of weeks then? Is that the option?
I think we're trying to propose a deadline for talking to our consultant.
Getting a second opinion from this gentleman or somebody else, it seems to me good business sense. These guys can look at something that I could never see and figure things out.
I cannot, I have the director of Neoman, I have the director of technology for the ESC, and we have Mr. Stratton all working with us.
Are we able to pull together a meeting next?
Within 2 weeks at the latest?
I would say next week.
I'd say next week.
I'd say Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
And if we don't get the answers that we need, if we're not getting a timeline that we determine is urgent enough, then we're going
to
go in another direction.
Yeah, I'm not trying to speak for anyone, but yes, I'll see if we can get something next week.
Thank you. Our next item of business is to approve the minutes of the Board of Education meeting of December 19th, 2016. A draft of those minutes has been circulated to you. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the meeting or the minutes from the regular meeting of December 19th as presented to the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote on the motion as made.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hand?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Is there any old business to bring before the board? I'll entertain new business. Turn to the Finance Committee, Chairman Mr. Hanna.
Yes, we have, there'll be a appropriate, amended appropriations number 2 after the Treasury report that I would hope we appreciate all the work he did. As far as the Treasury report goes, any questions Mr. Johnson should answer that, not us. Looks good to me, everything you said is on target.
Okay.
Couldn't be happier with all the work you give us.
Thank you, Mr. Hanna. Our first item of business is to approve the Treasurer's Financial Report December 16, comprised of the check register, the financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? We'll vote on the motion as made.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2017 amended appropriations, copy of which are attached to Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will vote on the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now turn to the Personnel Committee, Mrs. Harvey, Chairperson.
Yes, we haven't had a meeting yet because I just got appointed, sir. I have no report.
Do you think that's a legitimate excuse? Our first item of business is a resolution to hire Jenna Wirt on an MEA contract, full benefits as an elementary intervention specialist effective January 17th, 2017. Contract is 89 days at $187.58 per day, $16,694.62 annually, based on column 1, BA, step 0, $34,327. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Laura Hughes as a substitute domestic and substitute custodian for the 26...
May I interrupt?
Sure.
Can we introduce our teacher?
I didn't realize our teacher was here this evening.
I'm sorry, I wasn't quick enough on the draw.
You're not doing a very good job as chairperson of our committee, I must say. I'm a little disappointed.
Please.
But there's time to get better.
Thank you, nice to meet you too.
Hi, good to meet you, congratulations.
Gina, we're nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, nice to meet you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
She's got a job.
Excited.
Welcome aboard.
Okay, next item of business is a resolution to hire Laura Hughes as a substitute domestic and substitute custodian for the 2016-2017 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Do we have any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel as tutors for the elementary school after-school program for grades 1 through 6 in reading and math. Compensation is for 1 1/2 hour sessions at $20.50 per hour. Stacy Conley, Robert Hilbin, Andrea Mason, Michelle O'Leary, Patricia Worrell, Kristen Edwards, Marilyn Kelly, Linda Metzinger, Elaine Roop, Ryan Witowski, Julie Griever, Dana Larson, Sarah Miller, and Patrice Simmons. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion? I understand all of these people will be eligible, but this will be as a service
yes,
provided.
Yes, it is. But we had almost 100 students participate last year and have been offering even first and second grade. It's been very popular. So, and our teachers, you know, God bless them. They want to participate and work with our kids. So it's. It's really a great program, and we're excited about it. So,
how do students get chosen for this, the tutoring?
Yeah. They're chosen based on how they performed on their previous year's achievement tests, okay. And their, you know, academic performance this year so far. Mm-hmm. If they're struggling or not, or if they're, you know, right at the bubble.
Yes.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we will vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Next item is a resolution to hire Mary Kay Skufka as secretary for the elementary school after-school program for grades 1 through 6 in reading and math. She'll take attendance and make sure students are accounted for. Compensation is for one-hour sessions at $16 per hour. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? Again, my understanding is this is just a continuation of the program
yes.
that we've done last year. Hearing no additional discussion, we will vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave. Gary Carquito to attend a handbook conference in Columbus on the 12th of January 2017. Registration, meals, mileage, $485. And for Jody Seminero to attend the Positive Behavior Plan in Mahoning County TCTC on the 19th and 20th of January 2017 and the 16th and 17th of March 2017, substitute $320.
I think that's supposed to be 32.
Yeah.
$32.
It wouldn't be for the whole day's total?
320?
4 days and 80 bucks.
8 times 4 is 32. Last time I looked.
She's a paraprofessional.
Yeah. Substitute rate is... Well, substitute rate is not going to be... $80,
$60.
I'm going to say it's
less than $10 now.
I think our rate for aides is around it's $8 or $10. I think we just have a.
So we'll clarify that.
Yes.
So will we change the motion to? At the substitute rate for 4 days,
can we substitute rate.
Amend the motion to say that?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the resolution as amended in this meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Next, hear from our Buildings and Grounds and Operations Committee Chairperson, Mrs. Higgins.
Well, I'm happy to be ahead of this committee, but we don't have any, haven't had any meetings. Echo Mrs. Harvey.
Same excuse.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our only item of business under this committee is a resolution to approve the agreement with CTL Engineering, Inc. for a survey of Alta NSPS Land Title Survey Parcel 26-128633. A copy of this contract is attached to this agenda as Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second. Tom's sleeping.
Who seconded the motion?
I did.
Okay. Okay. Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is our treasurer's report.
No report.
Next item of business is our superintendent's report.
A couple of things. Current semester exams are taking place at this time, and the district will have an early release as per our contract on Friday the 13th. Report cards will be sent out on January 20th. If you recall, last year we undertook the project of updating our complete policy manual because it hadn't been addressed since 2009. We got all of that done, and the new policies were delivered yesterday. So you each have a book at home. Now, if you would like, because you have a couple choices here, and our policies are online now on our district website. If you'd like to bring in your book, and we can switch out the old policies with the new, or you can bring, if you don't want your book hanging around, you can bring that in as well. We get 7 copies as per our contract, and we do have to make 4 additional copies if we don't. So We have that, but I'm, you know, I know Mrs. Higgins told me she was dutifully reading that policy book. God bless her.
Online.
Yes.
It follows me wherever I go. Right here.
But anyway, those are here, so I'll ask in the next couple of weeks if you want to bring those in, and we can swap those out. You have at your desk a copy of the Trumbull County ESC annual report. And also wanted to mention an update on, you know, we implemented the point of sales service at Roosevelt Elementary this year, and it has really worked out well. You know, we started, I think, with sixth grade back in October, and the entire school is on the system now. Last year, we talked a little bit about adding a breakfast program. Mr. Vecchione had done a survey, and the results were very different than what had happened, what we had gotten a couple of years ago. I believe, you know, he has about 70% of people saying they would want to participate in a breakfast program at least a couple of days a week. So with everything that went on with new personnel implementing the point of sales, at this day we are going to start looking at that and hopefully implement that with the beginning of the school year in 2017.
I have a question about that.
Yes.
Are you allowed to let us know the percentage of free and reduced lunch kids? Would they?
Yeah. And off the top of my head, I don't know.
Roughly?
Maybe 30%.
What?
Okay.
Free and reduced.
Oh.
We have 144 children on free and reduced, and I believe it's 27 on free and 27 on reduced.
So that would be close to 30%.
Okay. So the breakfast would greatly impact those students specifically.
They would probably all be eligible for that, I would imagine. I don't know specifics of that, but I would think they would be entitled to that.
I think
actually the free, I'm not sure if the
reduced.
Breakfast is, it's been not a long time since I've done breakfast, but I think breakfast might be a little bit different.
It probably is.
So that would be 144 kids eligible to have breakfast every morning in the cafeteria.
If that's the standard, I don't know what their standards are, but I would assume it would be that because of their free lunch.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. I don't know even about, I mean, I don't know the specifics of it, but I imagine there's going to be busing, different busing involved and that
no,
kind of
you
thing.
Know, my previous districts where we did it, that was not an issue.
No.
You do a couple of different things. Some places have the kids come into the cafeteria and get their, you know, they eat their breakfast quickly and move on to, you know, I've seen it delivered to classrooms. Not my favorite idea.
Right.
Not anybody's favorite, but, you know, those are the things that we'll start looking at and working on.
That would be good.
One last thing. By now, most of the community is aware that Ann Booth is ill, an eighth grade student here at the high school, and we were asked to announce to you that there will be a prayer service for Anna on Sunday at 3:00 at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. If you're not able to make it, they're asking anyone, wherever you are at 3:00, to please say a prayer. So we'd appreciate that, and certainly our thoughts are with Anna at this time, and her family at this time.
Is that information online, like the McDonald?
Yeah, someone
page?
Posted it on the McDonald Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I have that. I could text it to you.
Okay. Just
out. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. Do you have any additional items for discussion? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting at 8:09 p.m.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Duly moved by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion on the motion? Vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.
I know.